Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Number three, the national perception that Penn State is a stepping stone, second-tier program. Whenever there's a job opening, like USC, LSU, whatever it may be, names are thrown out there left and right. So, is Clemson considered to be a second-tier program? Yet Dabo Swinney's name's been thrown out for LSU. Is Texas A&M a second-tier program? Yet Jimbo Fisher's name has been thrown out there for LSU. All right. So, James, of course, because of the great job that he's done here, taking a program that had 63 scholarships through no fault of anybody here, just because of some random edict. But he still had to inherit 63 scholarships and to build it into a Big Ten championship team, to get to three New Year's Six bowl games in a four-year span. You're sitting there in another program. Isn't that the guy you want? That kind of guy that can do that? When you're trying to get your program back on track, isn't that the kind of guy you would look at? But the point is, this week alone, Jimbo Fisher had to answer a question about LSU. James Franklin had to answer a question about LSU. Dabo Swinney had to answer a question about LSU. I think what's happening is that names are being thrown out there, and they try to see if they can make it stick. Believe me, at one point, Nick Saban's name was mentioned for Texas. You know, allegedly Nick Saban's at the top of the mountain. So years ago, after he'd already won national titles, he was sought after or at least his name was bandied about Texas. Names are thrown out there looking to stick, Brian. And it just turns out that James has had the kind of success that a lot of other schools would love to have to get their programs back on track. That's probably why his name comes up. So now I'll make point number four, which you didn't ask about. There's always this perception that, quote, the grass is greener on the other side. Except let's look at someone's actions. So let's take James Franklin. What are his actions? Well, I want to tell you right now, this guy is busting his backside to make sure that the greenest grass is at Penn State and not on the other side. Last week, he went on recruiting. He went to Florida, Pittsburgh, Ohio, Virginia, and Maryland between Wednesday night and Saturday night. He visited five high schools 3 weeks ago in the morning and then went to two games that night, came back, went to practice, then went to two games that night. This has been his pattern every weekend that he's been doing stuff like that. Recruiting, recruiting, recruiting. And to Brian's point, and it's an excellent point about investment in facilities, James has been the one that has pushed for need better facilities, got to be able to compete, got to be able to bring somebody in to see it, right? Got to get better salaries for our assistants. So he's been busting his backside not to see if the grass is greener someplace else. He's been busting his backside to get the greenest grass where he is now. And I think people have to be able... Maybe it's not talked about enough. I think that the recruiting media, like Ryan Snyder, Blue White Illustrated, Sean Fitz at 247, do a great job every week of outlining of where's James this week. But, for example, last week... they practiced on Wednesday. He left Wednesday night to go down to Florida to start the recruiting department. He was down in Florida. Then he went to Pittsburgh. He went to Virginia. He went to Ohio Friday night to see a game of a certain quarterback, I might add. We'll leave it at that. All right? And he was in Maryland. That was his bye weekend. Okay? He didn't go to all those places recruiting for LSU or USC. He went there recruiting for Penn State University. Now, this guy is busting his backside for his current employer. He's been working hard to make sure that the grass is green here, not someplace else. And in talking to Micah Shrewsbury today, Micah talked about the basketball facilities that they've been able to, he said they were still building it when they were recruiting. He says now the recruits have come back and they've already verbally committed. They've had several verbal commitments in basketball. Now that they've come back, they're like, oh my goodness, this is what it looks like? He says that that's what they're saying now, and they already verbaled. He says, imagine how people are going to be when they go through and we show them the facilities when we're trying to recruit new guys. That's how strongly he feels about the new basketball facilities. Sometimes you get so focused on your program, which I completely understand. That really is, in the last, I don't know, 15 years, where fans are really focused in on their team or their program. Like, I'm a real big Phillies fan. Well, let's talk about the Cardinals. I don't really know much about the Cardinals. I know everything about the Phillies, though. Right? Fair? I think a lot of, you know, they're like their team. They know everything about their team. And a little bit about the other teams. And so you don't pay as much attention to it. So, and the same thing with this. I don't think a lot of people realize that Dabo Swinney was asked about the LSU job this week. And his answer was, hey, look, he said, I'm only concentrating on one Death Valley right now. That, of course, being Clemson. Jimbo Fisher, Texas A&M, asked about the LSU opening this week. You know, gave a generic answer about it. Stopped by the bank to make sure everything was going great with his 10-year deal and, you know, moved on. And then, of course, you know, and of course, James was asked about it. Well, Clemson and Texas A&M, Penn State, they're not second-tier stepping stone programs. But what happens is that when name programs have an opening, the thought process is, we're LSU. We're USC. We need to shop and shop big. And the odd part is this. Pete Carroll was the fifth choice at USC. Okay? LSU hired a football coach from Michigan State that had done well but had never finished higher in third in the conference. In fact, I don't think he finished higher than fourth in the conference. A guy named Nick Saban. I mean, when Saban left Michigan State, all of us are sitting there going, okay, it's fine. Saban left Michigan State. Okay. Sit there and go, oh, am I glad that guy's gone. He did a really good job at Michigan State, but he wasn't awesome and incredible at Michigan State. And LSU hired him, and he won a national title with him. He had the resources to do it. Okay. It's interesting. These two programs have had some of their greatest success with people that weren't considered to be the, oh, my God, hire. USC hired Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll in the NFL, like with the Jets and the Patriots, like, they hired Pete Carroll. Okay. It's like, then all of a sudden it becomes Pete Carroll. Right? Hey, LSU, and they hired Nick Saban. Okay, I hired Nick Saban. That's great. And it becomes Nick Saban. I think sometimes we forget that stuff. And maybe the people that are boosters of the programs that we're talking about forget that stuff as well. That even though you want that, like, knock it out of the park, my dude's going to win the press conference. All right, and just we're all going to be like, wow, we got Lombardi. Yeah. Which is what they're all aiming to get, somebody like that. I want to get Newt Rockne. No. You need to get somebody who's the perfect fit for you. And what's And I can say, I think at Brian, you can tell what Brian said. Brian was talking about the academics and everything like that. And Brian pretty much, he said it better than I did. James Franklin fits Penn State. And he sure is working hard to make sure that the grass is extremely green here. This is not somebody that's been sitting back and saying, you know what, I'm thinking about something. He's working to make the future of Penn State football great. He's going about it so passionately right now. You get the feeling he really liked to coach it too.